like to just say a few words. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
With what we have been speaking about. And these few words are in 1 Samuel chapter 17.
And I'm sorry, I thought our brother was finished.
In connection with David's victory over Goliath. Just read a few of these verses without much comment. It says that when the words, verse 31, were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And so Saul says to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. So David replies to Saul. He speaks about two instances where a lion and a bear came to threaten that flock. And David, being the true shepherd, that good shepherd, defended that flock. And the lion and the bear were both slain. And verse 37 says, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And it's the next few verses that I would just like to look at. Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. What a lesson that is today. How often we sometimes try to go against the enemy, using another person's sword, using another person's armor. But David realized that he could not go in the confidence of the flesh. Here he had the very armor of King Saul. I'm sure many others would have been proud to go against the enemy in that coat of mail, using that mighty sword that Saul had used. But we see that David defeats the enemy using those five smooth stones that were in the brook. David takes the sword at the end, does he not? In verse 51, it says, therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath and slew him and cut off his head thereof. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. So what a lesson to us. David did not go against this enemy in the confidence of his flesh. He did not go assayed or armed in the armor of Saul. He did not go initially using Saul's sword, but he selected that which God had in mind for that particular occasion. So might we not have confidence in the flesh, and may we be ever before the Lord in dependence upon himself.
We sing that hymn, this be the victor's name, who walked the way along.